Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
How about Hungary?
Tony needs one for the title.
Hungary?
Did you say Hungary?
He said Hungary.
He's not allowed to win if he calls it Hungary.
And Chris Ello.
And as soon as the white smoke comes out the chimney, they've got a new pope.
What's
and everybody
chimney?
Celebrates. It's a chimney. It's my version of a chimney.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome in, everybody. Midweek get-together here on Quinn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Frank Marchese, Big Frank, sitting in once again for Matt Scraby as we get started here on a what should be a good Wednesday program. Tony, of course, is in San Francisco, where the Padres will be looking to make it 3 in a row over the Gigantes later on tonight. Big Frank and I are here in the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego, California. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's so obvious for me to open the show with this. Although I've been looking in my replies, but I can't go back far enough to find whoever it was maybe 3 weeks ago who tweeted to me in response to something I said great about Manny Machado.
He's not clutch enough?
Yeah, Manny Machado is the least clutch player in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, all right. And my goodness, what a... Not only that, it was like he got a pitch that he knew he could flick into left field for a single to tie the... Like, he knew that's what he could do with that pitch. And, you know, to come up with the tying hit, two outs in the ninth, you're getting shut out. Doesn't get any more, you know, better than that, more clutch than that. And so... And there was other reasons why they won last night, Tony, but none of them would have held weight if he didn't do what he did.
Yeah, no. Manny just in the biggest spot possible.
Right?
Comes up big again. And he's marching towards 350, marching towards 2,000 and helping Padres win games. It hasn't been pretty. It hasn't been fun at times. But especially here in recent weeks. But they're finding ways, man. They are finding ways to win games. When it was all said and done, yesterday was our last night from a hit standpoint was encouraging. They swung the bats better.
Finally.
They did. They swung the bats well. And listen, I give both starters for the Giants a lot of credit, aside from our guys who were phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah.
But both of those guys in Roop and Webb had not had a lot of success against the Padres in recent starts. Padres had hit them well. And what each of them did was interesting. They in both cases, and this is probably oversimplifying it, they took their third best pitch and used it way more than they had been. For Roop, it was the changeup.
By the way, thank you for bringing this up. I want to interrupt. How many times did I scream at the TV last night? Look out for the changeup! You know, it seemed like it was coming every time, but you're right, Tony. They weren't expecting it when in the scouting report.
Roop is heavy curveball sinker.
Right.
Webb is heavy sinker change. In Webb's case, he was using that backdoor sweeper almost the entire game. And so they did what they were supposed to do. And yet and still, the Padres found a way to beat up that pen. The other thing I want to point out, and I brought this up on air, they definitely chased game one. Suarez throwing two innings is 100% a sign of them chasing a win.
Yes.
in June, right? And they got it. The consequence of that was that you didn't have Adam, you didn't have Suarez for that. Estrada came in, but I mean, I'm sure he's going to be down today after getting that one yesterday. And I only bring it up because, you know, we've seen it not work out that following day like it did yesterday for the Padres, and people have questions into, well, why, you know, why couldn't we use such and such, or why isn't – that's why. They chased that win on Monday. They got it. Great. But they had to go to some arms. But this is also why you are trying to get guys like Morgan more opportunities. Some of these guys who don't pitch in the role. My man Sean Reynolds, my Lord. Marbles.
He's got stuff.
I'll just say that.
He's
marbles.
Got stuff.
Three innings he went out and just, I mean, that was a phenomenal performance that got them Yuki pitching in the ninth.
Right.
In that spot.
Like, picking up a win. That a boy, Yuki.
That's what good teams do, right? They didn't have their best guys. They found a way to win another game against a divisional foe.
Let's take a look at it. Tony, you're 100%. Frank texted us this last, or tweeted me, I think you, but Padres are the first team in 25 years to win back-to-back games on the road where they didn't score for the first eight innings of the game. So what's happened the last two nights? Doesn't happen very often. Got to go back to the 2001 Diamondbacks, last team to do that.
World Series champs.
They won the World Series. I hope that's a good sign. That's number one. Number two, their last eight victories for the Padres, five of them by one run, the other three by two runs. So they've been scraping by, and as you said, finding a way, night in, night out, different heroes. And this is, again, maybe people who want to be down on the Padres don't want to hear it, but this is what good teams do. They find a way. You don't always bludgeon your opponent. I know it seems that way when you're having a good season. You just beat everybody by, you know, 7-1. That's not how baseball is. These games are good. They're close. And you got to find a way to win more than you lose. Padres have 13 one-run victories. That's the most in baseball, or second most. And then the other thing, of the eight games that they've won here, six of the wins have gone to guys in the bullpen. Morejon has two wins in this stretch. Estrada has one. Suarez, Matsui, and Adam have one each. That's a lot of different guys that are coming through for you, and that's what you're kind of trying to point out. It's a team game. It always has been.
You just have to be able, at some point for most teams, either your guys ain't going to be at their best, someone's going to be hurt, and in those moments, someone else has to step up. And last night, Burgert stepped up.
He really did. Let's give a shout out to him for sure in his first
big time start for him. Yeah. Sean Reynolds stepped up big time. Yuki Matsui stepped up big time. Estrada, who I feel like has thrown literally every game this whole last 8 days, stepped up. And so that's what it's about. You know, Michael King goes down, and he's missing starts. Someone's had to step in for him, and they've done a terrific job. Whether we talking Kolick or Vasquez having to step in for Yu Darvish, they've done that. And so this only builds your team, because when you do get healthy, and you know those guys aren't necessarily in that same role, you know you can lean on them if you have to later on. And so you let these guys cut their teeth, man, in some big spots in some hostile areas like this place here. Padres have looked good. Now they got two more games to do. They got Pivetta going today. You feel pretty good about Nick toeing the rubber for sure.
Yeah. Well, look, Manny was incredible. I mean, you don't even have to know baseball, right? 4-for-4, game-winning or game-tying hit. But let's give Jake a lot of credit for a huge hit as well, because
yeah, for sure.
You know the same thing I know, Tony. If you score in the top of the 10th, you put the pressure on their 100%. At-bats. 100%. If you don't score in the top of the 10th,
Free money.
They all come up swinging nice and free in the bottom of the 10th. So he needed a hit there. There was a play, right? Two outs, yep. Runners at third. He's got to get a hit. And he sacrificed a piece of lumber, but he got it.
That was
great for Jake. He has not had those kind of moments. Not as many as maybe he would want. But that was a big one last night, too. So let's not forget about that. And look, the Padres were 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position when Manny got the hit. So, you know, the old RISP thing, you know, is there, but they stuck with it, kept on battling. And, you're right. I didn't know Sean Reynolds went three full innings.
Three of them.
He made it so fast, I didn't even realize. That's it.
I can't express how big of a deal that is. Like, those are innings that, I mean, he typically is thrown the one inning. You know, I think he's threw two in the spot start that he had.
Yeah, somebody tell Goose Gossage that a reliever pitched three innings. He'd be so excited.
He would be.
Yeah.
He would be. But that was a good win. That was definitely a good win for
yeah.
the Padres.
And I also want to one last guy to give a little tip to the cap to in the ninth inning is Luis Arraez. Well, Fernando also. Because, look, Fernando, I don't know what you thought on the wild pitch where he got stuck at first base. And they showed the overhead view. So you could see when the ball got away, his momentum was actually going back to first base. And that's why he couldn't, get recharged to get to second. So that happened. But then he made up for it, right? He just goes and steals second. So, I got no complaints. But Luis Arraez, who's one of the best hitters in baseball, three straight batting titles, does not expand the zone, does not get himself out, takes the walk, and passes it to Manny. That's hard to do. A lot of guys wouldn't do it.
Yeah, he definitely did it, for sure.
It's all part of the teamwork. All right, very good. We're underway. We got Chase Buttinger. Going to switch sports here. You know, the old NBA star, La Costa Canyon, played in the NBA for many years, a local product. He's got a big, he's a great volleyball player. I think everybody knows about that. Chase Buttinger is going to jump in and join us here, scheduled to do so anyway in the next segment. So we're looking forward to catching up with him. Sit back, relax, enjoy a round of Gwynn and Chris today on 97.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Frank Marchese in for Mr. Matt Scraby. How is Matt doing?
We see him, but we kick him right out of the studio when we get here. So we don't want to spend any extra time with him. But no, he's doing well, filling in for Braden. And I know that he's upset that he's not with us now, Tony, because he would be excited to be interviewing a fellow La Costa Canyon graduate now.
No doubt. A very fun guest joining us now, Chase Budinger joins us. And as Chris mentioned, former La Costa Canyon basketball standout. That's not why he's here today, though. He's here to talk a little bit about volleyball. But, Chase, thank you for your time, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, no complaints over here.
So I know you're here to talk a little bit about the AVP League that's coming to San Diego. But I think most people in San Diego have known you for your work on the hardwood. Just talk a little bit about what the transition has been like going from playing basketball to playing volleyball. How did this come about? Were you always into volleyball as well?
For people that knew me in San Diego, I grew up playing both sports. I grew up playing both sports at a very high level. Some would say I was probably a better volleyball player than I was a basketball player. Okay. And the plan was to always try to play beach volleyball when my career was done with basketball, as long as my body would handle it. And when I made the switch to beach volleyball, I said, hey, why not go fully dive into it and see how well I could do and try to make the Olympics.
Yeah, Chase, it's been a great little run here in the beach volleyball world. Talk about what you've accomplished in beach volleyball and what you still hope to accomplish. And we definitely want to, tell everybody that if you want to see Chase and, the best beach volleyball players in the world, I mean, they're all coming here to San Diego. They're going to be at Viejas Arena this Saturday and Sunday. It's the only time the AVP Tour visits San Diego this year.
It's actually Friday night and Saturday night.
I beg your pardon. Yes, you're right. June 6th and 7th, but I got the wrong night. Sorry. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, everybody. Yes, thank you, Chase. But talk about what you've accomplished and what you hope to still accomplish.
Yeah, I mean, for me, making my first Olympics last year in 2024, making the Paris Olympics was a dream come true. It was a goal I set out when I switched to beach volleyball. And, you know, it was such an amazing experience. I got to play underneath the Eiffel Tower. It was such an iconic venue that we had.
Yeah, and it was a great venue
that I'll never forget. And it's pretty awesome because all the other Olympians, when I talk with them, they all were so jealous that we got the best venue. And they're all coming out to being like, oh, we got to come check out a game because your guys' venue is so awesome. But it was such a really cool experience. And then, you know, because of that, you know, I just kind of got that itch of wanting to get back there. And now my next goal is to try to make this next Olympics, especially it being here at home.
Chase Budinger joins us. And Chase, the AVP League is kind of a new concept. Started last year and it's been extremely well received. What makes the AVP League a little bit different than what we're used to seeing from beach volleyball?
Well, one is we're mostly in indoor venues. Like this one, this upcoming weekend is we're in Viejas Arena. And they bring in the sand, they bring in everything, you know, and the games that we play are very fast paced. You know, they're much shorter games to 15, much more high power. You've got to start off strong right off the bat. So it just makes the game just a lot more exciting compared to some beach volleyball tournaments, you know, kind of are long and strung out. But these games are just fast, high paced, high powered. And you get the best of everything because you have the best athletes and the best players playing.
Chase Budinger is with us. And, again, I want to make sure I confirm with everybody out there. Friday and Saturday at Viejas Arena with the volleyball. And, Chase, I'm reading here. They said they're going to bring in approximately 300 tons of sand, truck that into Viejas Arena. Are you allowed or do you know? Are they just allowed to go out to like Mission Beach and take 300 tons of sand, or how do they work that?
I think, I think I'm not really sure of exactly where they get the sand, but I think they have a special spot where they actually import the sand from, because all the venues the sand all feels the same. So I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you think it's similar sand? Yeah.
Yes.
How do you guys do this? I mean, there's certain sports that amaze me and certain things I can understand. Like, I don't understand how these guys hit a golf ball sometimes the way they do. I don't understand how two guys in running around in sand where nobody can run. If anybody's ever tried to run in sand, you can't go anywhere. Not only do you run around, you jump, you know, flying high into the air. You have to be able to dig. You have to be able to set. You have to be able to you know, kill. You have to have all aspects of the game. And you the kind of shape you have to be in to play this sport has to be incredible. So talk a little bit about some of the athleticism of beach volleyball that maybe we are appreciating, but we don't really understand exactly what we're appreciating.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very valid point. I think one, you do have to be in great shape because moving around in the sand is exhausting. And then two, your body adapts to it. So you have to really practice. You have to get out there and play and just keep working and keep working, because what happens is your body kind of adapts to the sand more than it would for a hardwood or anything else. And that becomes your new norm. But, you know, it is quite interesting because when you do watch us play, we make it look so effortlessly and make it look so easy. But when you try to do it, or a normal person tries to do it on their own, they realize really quick, man, this is a really tough sport.
No doubt. For anybody who's tried to train in sand, you get the gist of what Chase is talking about. Chase, my question for you is the wear and tear. I mean, you played a lot of basketball in your lifetime. Now you are moving to the beach volleyball. Is the wear and tear, is your body able to kind of endure this despite kind of going through what you have playing in the NBA. It just seems like both sports can wear the body down a little bit. What's the recovery, I guess I should ask, compared from basketball to what you're doing now?
Yeah, I really think that being in the sand has helped my body kind of heal. Towards the end of my career, my basketball career, I was having a lot of injuries, big injuries, small injuries, reoccurring injuries, especially with all my joints. And when I made the transition, the sand actually kind of helped strengthen those joints. And I really haven't had any problems since. And I really give a lot of thanks and praise to just being in the sand and training in the sand. It's really helped the body a lot and made me feel young again.
Speaking of feeling young, and Chase, we appreciate the time. I don't want to hold you too much longer here, but the fact that you have now been retired from the NBA for 9 years is making all of us feel older. We're not feeling younger. We're feeling older.
Yeah,
you know, it seems like just yesterday you were. Yeah, right. It seems like just yesterday you were drafted. Real quick, what do you think of the style of the NBA? Do you still watch a lot of NBA? It seems like they're very reliant on the 3-point shot now, more so probably than when you played. And what are your thoughts, real quick?
I love the NBA. I watch it religiously. Especially playoff basketball is one of my favorite times of year. And yeah, the game's changed a lot. I wish I was coming out of college now, because I feel like the game suits me more now than when I came out.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game to watch. And it was funny today, this morning, when I was talking with my coach and my other teammate about the finals, was because I played for Indiana and the Pacers. They asked me if I was rooting for them, and I was like, well, there's one cool fact, is there's one player on that team that I played with is still on that team, and which is Miles Turner, who's been on that team for 10 years.
Yeah no doubt.
So at least I still have that.
Chase Budinger, you can catch him as well as the AVP League at Viejas Arena at San Diego State this Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th. Tickets start at just $39. You can purchase it at avp.com/ticket. Chase, we so appreciate your time coming. Good luck and good luck in your endeavors moving forward in terms of the next Olympics as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Nice catching up with you, Chase.
No problem. Chase Budinger, now a pro beach volleyball player. I mean, it's not often.
How about that?
I don't know too many cats who have changed professional sports.
No, I mean, how many
and
guys
been able to pull it off successfully?
Yeah, it's got to be a short list, Tony, of people who played in the NBA for 10 years and then went and played in the Olympics in a different sport. I can't imagine there's more than, a handful of guys. And now, look, how many guys can say they played 9 years in the NBA, averaged 8 points a game, were a top first-round draft choice, and now being almost more successful in another sport? It's, he's had quite a career. I mean, he says he's 37, so I guess that's old for athletes maybe, but
it definitely is.
It's
old
not
for
old
athletes.
To me. I'm impressed, and it's great catching up with him. That's the first time I think I've ever had a chance to talk to him. So
I know it's the first time I've ever caught up to him. That was he's an impressive young man. He doesn't think of himself as young man, but he's still I wish I could be 37 still. What was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
I forgot now.
Well, you have an event coming up that we have to talk about when we come back.
I do. I will talk about that on the other side, because we got to get to break. So,
all right.
More going to Chris on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tony Gwynn Jr., up in San Francisco, of course. Padres, Giants again tonight. And Tony's got a really important event coming up. And I definitely want to get there and give him a chance to tell you all about that so you can make notes and make sure that you get involved. Just a couple of quick things before we get to it, Tony. You know, my age, you know, I played like a round of golf yesterday in the rain. I went for a walk this morning. And I have aches and pains from head to toe, right? And then we were just talking to Chase Budinger, who thinks he's old. He's 37. But this is a guy that, you know, played 10 years in the NBA and now is doing beach volleyball at the highest level. And now I'm looking up at the TV screen. There's a guy that's exactly 1 year older than Chase Budinger. Same birthday, ironically, but 38 years old. And that's Novak Djokovic, who's now going into the fourth hour of his match against Alexander Zverev at the French Open. And Djokovic is a couple of games away from potentially winning this and going into the semifinals. I don't know that you talk about incredibly conditioned athletes. How about a tennis player running around on clay, which
for sure
it can't be easy just in general, at his age, 38, and beating the best players in the world as he continues to do. He is really you know, one of the most impressive athletes out there, whether you like him or not, because he's a bit polarizing, but you've got to consider him an amazing athlete, one of the best we've ever seen. I think.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, all those dudes are incredible. I mean, just think, what's my man for Washington hockey team?
That's right, Ovechkin. He's Ovechkin out there playing NHL
like
50. At 40.
Like,
yeah, he's 50. Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, like, you got to be in incredible shape to do those type of things. So
right. We don't appreciate it enough. I didn't share this with you the other day because you weren't here, but they had an interview with Djokovic from the French Open a couple of days ago, and he was talking a lot about a guy that you know, admired as much as any athlete in the history. He was close friends, believe it or not, with Kobe Bryant.
I did know that.
Oh, you did know that.
So
you were aware of that.
I was.
Yeah, I did not know, but it makes sense because athletes of that ability can only understand each other sometimes.
Yeah, they both had a penchant for being not so nice.
I don't know about that, but
No, I'm saying it on the court.
Right, like, on your court, they'd rip your heart out for
they,
sure.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, they would destroy you and have not think twice about it, and then tell you about it afterwards if they had to.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Yeah, I kind of knew that they were close for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Djokovic and the French Open, a couple of games away there. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals get underway as well. Edmonton and Florida will play north of the border. But, Tony, talk a little bit about what you've got coming up here, because it's much more important than just any old game.
Yeah, no, so after you go check out Chase on Friday and Saturday, on Sunday, if you want to get out and walk for a good cause, the Lung Force Walk takes place on Sunday, June 8th. It's at Liberty Station. Now, this is being put on by the American Lung Association. I'm on the board in San Diego. I've been on it for about 5 years now. And it's the only lung health walk on the West Coast. So, get out there. Any donations will help with lung cancer and lung disease research and prevent the next generation from dealing with some of the new stuff that's out there, like those nicotine patches or those nicotine pouches.
Knowledge is important here.
Yeah,
I don't think that they promote that stuff properly, and honestly, they should be held accountable for it. Honestly, yeah. The tobacco companies. Yeah, I don't know that they have so much money to give to politicians and whoever runs this country. So, they are able to control the narrative. But the bottom line is they give you these patches, they give you this other stuff, and they say it's instead of cigarette, but they don't tell you it's just as dangerous.
They insinuate that it's a healthier form or a better for you form.
Exactly.
For sure. So any donations that if you decide to go that route will go to those type of causes in terms of lung cancer, the research, and kind of the prevention of the youth from getting addicted, as some of our earlier generations. Real quick, lung cancer is one of the leading cancers. Is not one of this. The leading cancer death in California and across the U.S. In terms of screening, why it's important to get screened for lung cancer. It's one of the lowest survival rates compared to the other major cancers. Early detection and treatment of lung cancer translates into higher survival rates. And most of the time, people find it when it's already too late. So get screened. How do you protect yourself from lung cancer? Pretty simple. Don't smoke and stay away from secondhand smoke. Those are the two easiest ways to keep yourself out of that danger zone.
But it again, is you bringing up the most important part of the whole thing you're bringing up. And I remember when Mike Haynes came in here to talk about prostate cancer, the former NFL guy. And all he kept telling everybody, don't forget, get screened. Because if they catch these things, they can fix these things now. So don't leave yourself open to not having a chance, to being able to overcome this stuff.
That's a great point. Give yourself a chance by getting screened. Again, Lung Force Walk on Sunday, June 8th. You can get more information at lungforce.org/San Diego.
All right. Padres and Giants again tonight as Pivetta goes to the hill. And Padres try to make it 3 in a row, which would be nice. 4-0 against the Gigantes now this year. And you got to get greedy now. You got the first two. You don't want to ease up and, get out of there with a split. You definitely want this series.
Not even
moving
a little
forward,
bit.
Right?
Yeah, not even a little bit. You don't want to let up at all. You want to get this third one and set yourself up for a chance for a four-game sweep, which is a rare thing. Four-game sweeps just don't happen very often. So
unless you're the Rockies, because the Rockies just finished up a three-game sweep of Florida. The only reason it was, or Miami, the only reason it wasn't four is because there's only a three games in the series, but I touched on it earlier. The Marlins have bigger problems than just losing three games to the Rockies. I think baseball has a problem, and I don't know what they can do about it, but I think they should try to do something about it, and that is you know, finding a way for the Marlins to market themselves to where they can get some people to come see the games.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't do anything.
Let the Marlins, owners lose a ton of money?
The Marlins should get their stuff together.
Okay.
I mean, listen, they fired Kim Ng right after they got to the playoffs. They basically ran Skip Schumacher up out of there because he was like, oh, no, I see where this is going. Let me get up out of here. And every time they've had good players, they have, you know, done with what bad teams do. Moving them on and, you know, had these rebuild. What part of the rebuild are they in now?
I don't know
where
they are.
This is the third edition of this? Fourth edition?
Is it possible that the Marlins winning two World Series is the biggest upset in the history of sports?
No, I don't think so. Because they built up to those. You know what I'm saying? Like, they went out and they traded for Gary Sheffield. He was there for a year before they went out and added the other pieces. They got a young Edgar Renteria at that point come up. They had a young, and then the next time around, they had a young Miguel Cabrera coming up.
Oh, so they stole him. They had him. And they added Pudge to that.
Right. They added Pudge. They had Dontrell. They had Juan Pierre, who came over from the Rockies at that point. I mean, there was just they earned those because they made good teams. They just didn't hang on to them longer than a year.
It's incredible. I mean, 1997, 2003, Marlins, World Series champions.
That's only 6 years apart, too, by the way.
I know. Like, but now it's been 23 years. I don't think they're holding up the cachet any longer.
They're not.
Maybe I should say this differently. Instead of the Marlins working on getting their attendance, maybe the Rockies fans who watch these games from Denver, if any of them did, maybe they ought to get the idea to not go to games the same way. Yeah. Maybe that's the answer there. So
I do think when the young kid Fernandez passed away in that boat accident,
that was a big deal.
That kind of changed the course of the Marlins. You know, situation.
I agree.
They were ascending. They were going to be
one of those
teams. And, you know, not too long after that, Giancarlo's traded. I mean, that team is completely different. So, yeah, I think that has had a part, unlike the Rockies, who are just not doing anything different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I want to remind, the Rockies did finish off the sweep today of the Marlins, so they won.
Has that moved them back on pace to be ahead of the White Sox, or are they still
behind? Not even close. That's what I wanted to bring up. Now with them winning three in a row, they're only on pace to lose 131 games, as opposed to like 140 before the sweep. So the White Sox only lost 121. So the Rockies are still 10 games behind the White Sox pace, which shows you how low they were to begin with.
Yeah.
Kind of a potpourri segment here. Later on, of course, we have our Big Five. And we also have a segment later on that's going to go a little, kind of dive into the baseball trade deadline and take a look, not at some of the players you're thinking about out there necessarily, because we all know the bad teams are going to be offering up talent at the trade deadline. But what about the teams that are kind of in the middle? We'll discuss those a little bit later in the program as well. Tony, I want to get your thoughts because I'm not going to get to talk to you tomorrow. NBA Finals start tomorrow night. This is not surprising, but ESPN put out its predictions, and they have 15 experts who have picked the outcome of the NBA Finals on ESPN.com. 14 of the experts pick the Thunder. And 8 of those 14 picked them to win in 5 games, like not even a close series. You and I have been talking about this, but I don't think either you or I think this is going to be as easy as everyone else thinks.
And I can't tell if I'm like picking like with my heart right now.
Yeah, right.
Is that
maybe,
why I'm not,
yeah, I know.
That,
yeah.
Is that why I'm not seeing it like everybody else is? And I very well could be doing that, but I just think at this point, and maybe it's because I've been doubting Halliburton like this entire playoff run. Maybe he's just made me a believer now at this point that I think he's good enough to cause this OKC team some issues. I could be wrong, though. I just feel like this is going to be closer than what people are saying it's going to be.
I think the notion that the Oklahoma City Thunder is already, you know, being tabbed as one of the great NBA franchises and dynasties in history, which is what, you know, Windhorse would have you believe, and many, many others. It's just not even fair. Like, they haven't won anything yet. They did go to seven games against Denver, so that wasn't exactly a piece of cake. They certainly should be favored to win the finals. They won 68 games this year. Not many teams do that. And they've also won.
Certainly not saying they shouldn't be favored, but.
Right. They should be favored. But the, but let me understand. Cleveland was heavily favored over Indiana. And I think the Knicks were favored over Indiana. And those didn't turn out too good. So.
No, they did not.
You know, and you got a, you know, you got a championship coach in Indiana too. Rick Carlisle won a title in Dallas. Doesn't guarantee him another one, but he knows what it takes to get there.
He knows what he's doing. Yeah, for sure.
So I think it's going to be a really good series. I hope it's a good series, because if it's not, I'm going to look like a dummy, and because I said, you know, Oklahoma City's not that great. But I expect Indiana to really give them a good run.
I do, too.
Tomorrow night starting.
I think this can be a seven-game series.
The biggest, according to the spread or the odds, whatever, this is like the third or fourth biggest lopsided in NBA history, which is, I think, crazy. Did you see the one that was the most lopsided?
Wasn't it the Lakers in 76ers?
Yes, the year that Iverson came into the Forum and stole game one.
Yeah, right. He did.
But then they didn't win anymore. So
no, they, they didn't come.
The odds makers were correct on that one, but I'll never forget that game. That was a hell of a game by Iverson. Maybe his greatest moment. And it came in a series they end up losing because the Lakers were just way too good for them at that point. But, yeah, I don't see that big of a disparity between these teams. So that'll all start tomorrow night. We got a couple of minutes left here. And I want to get into the baseball, well, first of all, the Giants, if you didn't, I'm sure you've heard this, Tony, you're up there. They designated their first baseman, Lamont Wade, for assignment today.
Yeah, they brought in Dominic Smith.
Right, the old left-handed hitter coming in. Now, the Giants do have, apparently, a young guy coming, they're putting him from AA to AAA. And his name escapes me right now, but I saw it online today. So they may have something for first base. But right now, that's Casey Schmidt. And I guess now it's Dominic Smith, since they parted with Lamont Wade. What happens actually when you're DFA'd? Are you gone, Tony? Or do you have any options? Is there anything left for you?
You're probably in the city somewhere, unless you live close. So, you know, San Francisco, Lamont may be from Cali, so he could just kind of drive home, fly home real fast, and spend the next 72 hours as he waits to pass through waivers.
Oh, so he waits to see if somebody can claim him.
Right. He'll be in regular clothes for the next couple of days.
I just think it's baseball is a mean game, man. We talk about the top guys all the time, and the Mannies and the Fernandos, but the rank and file of baseball, of which you know something about. This guy had a really good year last year for San Francisco and was being counted on to have another really good year this year. And you know what? He struggled, and now he's not even on the team.
Is that for the week? That's for sure.
Yeah.
Funny. I was just having this conversation at the gym this morning when playing some hoop. And, you know, the stress level that you have to perform every day is heavy. It really is. I don't think most of the guys even realize it until they get out of it. And then you look back and it's like, man, like the anxiety, all of that, like that you get in the box and like, I don't get me wrong. I miss that, but there's a lot that comes with it. And so when you get designated, I mean, you got a whole bunch of things rolling through your head. Will somebody pick me up? Is this it? Am I done? You know, things of those nature, because it's completely out of your hand. It's really up, and it may not have anything to do with your ability. It may have to do with, you know, a roster that's, you know, they don't have any space at that time, you know, so.
Man, yeah.
It's a lot, for sure.
And as we've discussed many times, if you go into the batter's box trying too hard because you just have to do something today, you're in a slump or, you know, you're worried, you're hearing your name on the rumor mill or something. that's the last time you're going to be able to get a hit.
Right. But
so
that's,
you
but
have it, to clear so, your head even when that's the most impossible thing to do.
Exactly. That's the best way to explain it, right? You got those same worries. You're struggling. And so how do you tell yourself, all right, man, let's take it easy, man.
Yeah, right.
It really doesn't
matter if I get a hit today. It's not going to matter.
Right.
Yeah.
If you are that person that can lie to yourself and can actually convince yourself of it, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. By the way, everybody's new left fielder for the Padres, Taylor Ward, hit another homer today, a 3-run shot.
Speaking of that, did you guys see that little issue happen before the game today? Angels, Boston?
No, what happened?
Tyler Anderson and one of the coaches on the Boston Red Sox are nose to nose, having a confrontation. Angels pitching coach comes in. He's in it. He gets into a confrontation. It's all over the internet. I'm sure you guys can find it.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I think, of course, Alex Cora, the calming factor in almost all of Boston's drama, is out in the outfield with his, looks like a green tea, chai, whatever he has in his hand, and is like having the conversation with Tyler Anderson. It looked like they kind of squashed it, whatever was going on, but it got serious. I mean, he had some nose to nose action there, player and coach.
I missed that. I missed that. I hate to tell you, I don't have to be involved in any of them, but as a fan, I miss a little hatred out there.
Yeah, yeah, there was some hatred for sure. At least it looked like it.
Not bad. The game ended up on a home run by Sedan Rafaela of Boston, which they know stats for everything now. A curled around pesky pole in right field, estimated at a 308-foot home run. The shortest walk-off home run ever recorded. Since they started recording stuff like this. So there you go. Information you probably don't need, but you have it anyway. All right,
Thank
Tony,
you.
Have a great broadcast tonight.
Thank you, sir.
We'll catch up to you, I think, Friday in Milwaukee. So get yourself a couple more wins, and we'll take it from there.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you.
All right, everybody, back with Daily Gambit when Gwen and Chris return.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.